We'll try tonight to finish this Mishnah. We had it. We're not interrupted by any funny sound. The Mishnah continues something that seems to be totally unrelated to the first half of the Mishnah. So we will take it in two stages. Number one, we'd like to learn it on its own as a separate statement. And number two, obviously a Mishnah cannot be put together by two totally unrelated subjects. And if what is not the Kol Kisrei Rabban Gamliel, mentioned many times, we need to just put together all the different statements that he said. If these two parts of the Mishnah are put together, that means that they are part and parcel of a subject. So understanding the connection between the two halves will be second. What does the Mishnah say? V'chol ha'iski min ha'tzibur, yo'iski nimo'im l'shem shamayim. Anybody, at all times, kol is a klal. Kol means always, at all times, for any places, under all circumstances, whatever your first name or last name is. Kol ha'iski min ha'tzibur, yo'iski nimo'im l'shem shamayim. The Shema is a very nice thing. It's very important. In all Torah mitzvahs. So what is the Mishnah telling us here different than in all Torah mitzvahs? So the obvious point that needs to be explained, but which is stated clearly over here, is that this is coming to exclude the regular rules. The regular rule is lo'olam ye'odam oisik the Torah mitzvahs afilu shaloi l'shem shamayim shevatek shaloi l'shma bo l'shma. A person should always, at every stage of his growth, may raise the level of Hevel Shema, but a person is always operating on a dual system. Shalom Shema, Bol Shema. That applies to everything else. Torah and mitzvahs, everything except for this basic thing. The exception to the rule is Kol Ha'iskin Tzibur has to be the Shema. And this is our first responsibility over here, to try to have an understanding why is this Ayskin Tzibur such an exception, but stand, put it aside from all other activity of Torah mitzvahs, that there is no mahalach Hashalei Lishma Bo Lishma. And the Mishnah continues. What's that?
Is it need a proof?
I don't understand.
Mashiach is a proof. I didn't ask that question. It says in the Parsha of Truma, why is Truma Tzik L'Shmi? Why is that given that the female is Truma is L'Shma, whereas all the other mitzvahs and everything, like Rav said, Lo L'Shma, Haba L'Shma. You can tell me Truma is it.
Speaking to Malka. Do well.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, so the Oshkim is in Tzima. The Truma that was given. For the benefit of the Mikdash, of the Mishkan, everybody should benefit from
a related subject, of course. Here is the center of the issue. That may be a true ramification of the subject. The center of sugya of Lishmo, where it's a requirement instead of a madrega, is in a Oiskim Bitsibu. So Oiskim Ban Lishmo Shemayim. The Mishnah continues what? Number one, the person has to know that means Isik in the Tzibur. The schus avos is involved. You're not on your own. When you have a with the Tzibur, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov are standing around you. But it costs them a mere slad, and their tzedek, their schus is internal. Ba'atem. So you think maybe you'll left out of this, since it's kulei l'shem shemayim and it's b'schus ha'avos. The Mishnah finishes, v'atem mala ani aleichem schar ki v'asisa. Even though we're saying that it's not from you, it's a person who's always going to see where has to be l'shem shemayim because he has to know that Isaac in shemayim is an Isaac b'schus ha'avos. Afal pikein, when a person is Isaac l'shem shemayim, Malali Aleichem, as if you did it. So here you hear saying the double message. First message is you think it's you. Just forget it. Not you. It's not you, so then I'm not involved. No. I'll make it in Schar Ki Ilu Pasuk. Ki ilu, mal ali ani lechem is that I'll raise it up. I have this lashon play many places in Chazal. It means when something really is not quite. But the Rambam knows example over here that it's referring to, for example, if a person in order to be hoisted at Tzorchei Tzibur has mivatel from his personal mitzvah, a Torah. So, mal ani aleichem kilo asisem. Either you did your personal, it's going not on the maaseh that we're talking about, the Tzorchei Tzibur, but the particular mitzvah that he did. The maaseh, he didn't do the mitzvah, he didn't have the Torah. Moshe Feinstein told me to, I don't remember exactly how old he was then. He was certainly not a young man. He pulled his beard like this. He says, "You want to know why I'm still around?" So, yeah, I'm old man. And school should have been going on. You know, but I spent a lot of time being Isaac Tzorchei Tzibur. All kinds of different forms during my youth. And the Mishnah tells us that you get paid back. So either the Rebbeinu Shem pays you back the time. Take X on a couple of years at the end. Or a person sometimes in his year is not so productive. It's amazing. Look at the daily cell. The fact that there's recently, especially the vast majority, that is not true, but many of them who have reached very old age. Besides any old age, they were active to almost the last day of their lives. Running the world, running every class. It's very, very not even people retire or something. There's many words about retire. They don't retire by how everybody else runs down. They're old, sharp, can't do it anymore. So just because it's not only a lechem. They get back koiches, but when they're 80, they're still running around doing anything that 25-year-olds would have to hope to do. So this is a story I'm sure Francis told me. So the reason why he's still because his mind still works, what's the reason? It's because that when he was younger, he spent many a lot of time being Oiskel to receive him. So the Rebbeinu Shem paid him back. He attacked him on some more years, and not only that, he gave him the Yeshiva Yerushim. So his koiches as if he were too young. I will call Oifin. This is the Mishnah. And we have to try to attempt to understand the Ein Yerkat Vorim.
Is that also like Vayim Rebbe? Vayim Rebbe 1640?
Special. Okay, why does it have to be the Shem Shemayim? What's the importance? Why is it here a Li'ikuvra as a pair to all of the Torah mitzvahs that it's a Midrash, it's an important thing? So, in a simple chat, you see the Rebbeinu Yonah says over here, Chol Ha'iskin Tzibur Yo'iskin Iman Shem Shemayim. Not covered, not any form of honor, and not power. Right, these are what are the normal mistaken approaches? One of the three, or all of the above, right? Achlan higom b'derech yeshara. But what yet? To be manik them b'derech yeshara, v'kol l'shem shem. As we find always in the Yeshayim, we package everything in very, very short words. The whole message you have here, right, in these short words, there are only two possibilities. Either you're Oisik B'Tzorchei Tzibur, or the Tzorchei Tzibur is an opportunity, but Oisik in Yotzah. It's one or the other, there's no middle ground here. And since the goal has to be to be the Hanhigon B'Derek Yeshara, that is impossible to do if you're guided by, if the Tzibur is being Oisek and Tzachechel. And that you're being dealing with the Tzibur is for your purposes, the Shalei Shem Shemayim. So that form of your behavior will not enable you to be Lan Higon B'Derech Yeshara. Because somewhere along the line you're going to make either a yamina or a smola, right, left. You're going to have to go off the Derech HaYashar in order to bring out the toelis that you want in these subjects of Kovod HaNoah Ashrar. So it's here, it's by definition almost that this is a requirement. Because you can put it this way, if you're not being Oisik L'Shem Shemayim, then you're not being Oisik L'Tzof Yitziva at all. You're being Oisik L'Tzof. You're taking the Tzibur and being Meshabed the Tzibur L'Toivos. That's not being Oisik L'Tzof Yitziva at all. This is the basic Yisrael, but to have a better understanding and what is the significance of Tzof Yitziva, and also as an introduction, to see the relationship of the two parts of the Mishnah, I will use with some of the few words that the Maral was Magal to us over here to understand what does it mean to be Isaac and Tzibor, and what does it mean to change your mind. So it has very interesting words. If the other possible, the normal politicians were doing things for their own interests, so ain't no isul shame a tzibur shame a klal. He's not involved with the shame a tzibur which are a klal. Al filim hoyu kavanosa shiyasa l'shem elu anoshim shehim a tzibur. Even if he is doing for the tzibur. Who's he doing it for? For these people, the members of the shul, these people that are the tzibur. Ein zeh she'oseh ela klal. Sorry. Ein zeh she'oseh ela klal, ma she'oseh b'shvil ilu anoshim. Doing for a klal, being involved in klal work, you have to be involved in a thing called the klal. And if you're involved for your purposes, to doing something that will be for the benefit of all of these people that make up the tzibur, it's not klal. Here's the punchline. What does it mean, l'shem shemayim, for a tzibur? This statement is made in two places. And here we have already an inkling of the connection between Tzibur and Torah that we had at the beginning of the Mishnah. At Tzibur, if you understand, and that's what we're trying to understand here now, what does it mean at Tzibur? L'shem Shemayim doesn't mean doing like L'shmo of a mitzvah. L'shem Shemayim means for the Tzibur. But for the tzibur, b'toyos tzibur, as a tzibur. And you do for one yachid, so that's a prat. You did for 10 yachidim, well, theoretically, that could turn into a tzibur. 10 is sufficient for a tzibur. But it could also be a larger number of pros. I do for 1,000,000 Jews. I can be doing for 1,000,000 prat. That changes the status from prat to klal is that you raise your relationship to that thing that's called klal itself. You're in the realm of klal. You're in the realm of a total existence that is not limited to time and space. And it's explained. Ki hu Hashem Yisbarach im Hatzibur. It brings, for example, the Gemara says that on Shabbos, and take care of Tzorchei HaTzibur, even borrowing money or other things like this. Why? Because it says that's Mili Vishmai. HaTzibur is Mili Vishmai. What's the point? The Mishnah actually explains this, and this is what the Mishnah says. That you should be Oisik Imor Mishim Shemai. Why? Sheshkus of Oisim Maseos. What's the point? Here he explains it clearer for us to understand. He says, as a prat, a person as a yochid, of course, is a member of Klaus. But as a prat, when you say he's a voisom, he doesn't have the right to say a voisom or when he's a is a voisom is his father, his grandfather's But a voisom of Klal Yisrael, Obram Yitzchak and Yaakov relate to Klal Yisrael. Morale's words, Ki Obram Yitzchak Obram Yitzchak Yaakov, what is it? Ki Obram Yitzchak Obram Yitzchak Klal, Vein and Nikom Obram Yitzchak Prat. He brings later over here as an example when Moshe Rabbeinu has got his first Nevuah. So Rabbeinu Yishalom said, Elkeya Avicho. And Moshe Rabbeinu thought he meant Amram. Until the puzzle explains, no, okay, everyone needs to be happy. At that point is when Moshe Rabbeinu is being informed that he is no longer a prat. He is no longer somebody that is operating as a yochid. He is Manik Shel Klal Yisrael. And Manik Shel Klal Yisrael is, you know, he was appointed there. The discussion, the Nevuah, was the shlichus Naman HaKlal. That's probably the biggest shlichus in the Yisrael Mitzrayim. And that shlichus, when he is being talked about that, then he represents Klal Yisrael, and this is true as in any melech. Yiftach was a yochid, an example. It's one of the haftaris. He's a yochid. All of a sudden, Dan Shigil came and they remind him a melech, and he starts speaking to melech Amorin, I believe. He talks in the name of Klal Yisrael. You did this to me, and I did that to you. He's talking as a, he's talking in the name of Klal Yisrael. Because a melech represents the nation. The tzibur of Klal Yisrael is something that is intrinsically and constantly in contact with the revelation. The ovos of Klal Yisrael, ovos Yitzchak v'Yaakov, are the merkava l'shechina. The concept of schus ovos imoyim is that that which is the present day representation of the ovos, which is today's form of the merkava l'shechina b'tach b'ayim, is all one. Klal Yisrael, and this is the concept of tzibur, tzibur lo yimis. Tzibur lo yimis. So here we have to understand that even in the tzibur, we can talk about the prat of the tzibur and the flock. Take any particular tzibur, 10 people around, or 100, or 1,000, it doesn't matter the number. And as long as you're talking about those particular individuals in that particular time, you're talking about a big prat. You have little prats and you have big prats. Some questions of number. That's a one particular, it's a particular place, particular, they all have first names. You have to make a long list of first names. No. It's all particular people with their first names. They only are Merkava l'shechina if they have the schus, the madrigas of the office. To be a Merkava l'shechina as a prat, only Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov were able to pull that one off. The tremendous shleimus that is required, that constant and permanent total connection to Elokus, until it's referred to as Elokei Yaakov. I guess that's it's a statement of idea. Some people are called Rebbe Shleima, right? Some people are called Dr. Shleima, and some is called Elokei Yaakov. That's his title, that's his status. He's always a doctor. This one's always a rabbi. He's always in the Kovel Shpina. That's what it means, okay, Yaakov. Okay, Abraham, okay, he's okay. We don't say it about anybody else. Because as a prat, only they were able to attain that type of relationship to the Rosh. But Klal Yisrael, as a tzibur, the tzibur klal, the tzibur shelo yimes, the continuation of the ovos in this world is the same tzibur throughout generations. The bodies change. There are 600, if you want to put it this way, there are 600,000 basic neshamas in Klal Yisrael. And this was clearly seen as at the door of Midbar when we had the 600,000. But those 600,000 neshamas, it's all there is. these same neshamas roll down the generations and take on different form in each particular generation according to that role and in history that that particular generation is given. But that is Klal Yisrael. Yetzias Mitzrayim's job was producing, like Ramban says, was producing that Am that would be Tzibur, would be Klal Yisrael, meaning that nation which in Yonai is in Yonai Yishmael. When you talk about Klal Yisrael, you can interchange Klal Yisrael with the Bamishma. It's a package deal. What again? Somebody hates us, he hates the Bamishma. So Nechol say, who hates the Bamishma? Satan was saying, I hate the Bamishma. Let's even say he is. Religious. And he bows down 500 times around. Okay? So Nechol. Why? Because he hates us. Nice individual. He doesn't know any first names. He doesn't have anything against this individual. But he knows that we are of the Messiah. And that's his problem. When he says his Mishigasim about that he's Neruch Netzah, that's not just some kind of crazy sickness. He is. In some form. Right?
They say the country of Saddam Hussein.
All kinds of nice gematrias, nice hazard. We don't know exactly, But one thing is for true, that where's this idiot idea of the linkage come from? Right? The answer is it's not Yitzhak. It's true. That's the real truth. Right? He's saying the absolute truth. He says, America, you think it's Kuwait? Kuwait isn't the issue. Just there's Jews over there. That's my problem. Jews, you're getting confused with this. You're just very small. It's part of the process, but I can even give that up. You want it back? Okay, that's not the problem. It wasn't the issue. There was a means. But there's an answer. He screams it. So the Americans say, he's not local. He's not local. He's a Russian. He's not local. He's a real, real Russian. It's an encouraging machine.
When this is all over, we're going to watch and eat it live here on television.
No, it's encouraging. Because the madriga of Ra and Tov is always Zelu Mazel.
It's always what?
Zelu Mazel. Generations have gotten very, very watered down. You don't see any big Tov. You don't see that much bigger. But when the Bunchman comes up, he says, look here, old time Russia, like in the old days. So then we have to know, you may not yet see it so clearly, but there is that Toiv there. It's probable that that Toiv is not concentrated. Maybe it is in some Tzadik Nista that we're not aware of. Or maybe it's Tzadik Nigla that's Nista, his goddess. We're not aware that he's one of the old-time tzaddikim. But it's very possible that the Zelu Mazeh is not any particular. But it's this subject. The Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, as a Tzibur, the Torah that Klal Yisrael has nowadays, the Chesed that Klal Yisrael has nowadays, the Tefillos that Klal Yisrael has nowadays, it adds up. Befrat, because everything's needling the...
Yeah. Our friend.
He heard me.
See? Tell you. Tell him the truth.
He went to great lengths to prove my point. we only need demonstrations. You say, though, is that the Zelu Mazeh from this generation is very possibly the Zelu Mazeh, even though of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, which is, as we were saying before, we were so rudely interrupted. The Tzibur of Klal Yisrael is needling relative to the Kochos of that generation. So what it takes for us in this generation to merit the title of Klal Yisrael and to have the Kol HaToyiv of the Merkava L'Shechina, that the Ovis were in their generation, and the Dor Deah was in their generation, the Shlomim also was in its generation, our requirements go down to the generations. And their Klal Yisrael of our generation, even as an individual generation, has tremendous weight. So the demonstration, you know, it's a backhand compliment if we ever had one, but the Hezgalos in such a Russia, such a evil force in the world, is a gibui also to backhand the compliment, you know, but it's a whole indication that there is out there a zelu mazer of toif connected to this type of kuchus of Yerah. There's always the cold door to door, you know, in the as the generation, there's door to door. Every door has its own generation. And immediately, when there's a change from generation to generation, there has to be a new person to take over the grand title of Oynim Aleinu L'Chaveseinu. So the Yotov, he decided he'd go for it. It's became a very bad time in history. So at this point, hold over the door. That's been throughout the generations. But the process, it seems, is becoming closer and closer to Ki Meitzesi Meretzatayim, and the Gilui. The process, although still everything is relatively Meitznista, but it's the Hester is lighter. It's even people that are very, very distant from very, very distant from having a Noyim Shel Torah recognize the Nisim over here. I mean, there's a Hester, but it's not so serious. I tried to cover it, but it's like, you know, a modern-day veil. Put up a veil, but the Hester part over here that is on a lower Madrigal, it's going out. It seems to be going in that direction. So in this time, the person is very important to know that we stand in everything that we do, not as individuals only. Peshteta v'adai, there's no p'tur, I want to say. This is not coming from the mayit, our achrayas as individuals. But Adarav is coming us to know that as individuals, we can be oisik in the Torah derechas, the beginning of the Mishnah, as individuals, and then, as we spoke in the last shurim of the beginning of the Mishnah. But there's a higher form that a person can live his life. A person could be oisik b'tzorchei tzivur, not in two forms, either in the form, the simple translation of working for the tzivur. He himself is part, every yid has the capability of raising his recognition of his avodah from the level of a prat to the level of a klal. The understanding that we're trying to give over is that although every generation has a different form, we are not a different Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a existence, Ruchnig, and Shomus of Klal Yisrael, that is a static, doesn't change. The others were the beginning of that, in the Prat form. Am Yisrael came out from Yisrael's Mitzrayim, was the Am form, and from that 600,000 time that they were first counted, 600,000 years since I tell to any generation, Sibor lo yimeis, the same Sibor, Klal Yisrael is the same Sibor throughout the generations. The Isaac in the Sibor, if he's Isaac Shalei L'Shem Shemayim, can only, as the Maral said over here, can be doing even very nice things, but for the Sibor, meaning for these Yechidim, these many Pratim there in front of us. In order to be Isaac with the Sibor, to Klal Yisrael, that netzach of Klal Yisrael that the Mishnah says, that starts with the Ovis, the Skulmos, the Mishnah says, Sheskus Ovisom Misiyosom, which is Kosovo Yemenes La'ad. Klal Yisrael is something that exists in netzach, even in this world. This world is Oyel Mazeas Tachas Hazman. But Klal Yisrael is not Tachas Hazman, even in Oyel Mazeh. Klal Yisrael as a Tzibur is the Ovis, all the way through all of history, down until the end of history, in one package, in one It's just that we get shown it piece by piece. The world is moving through Klaus. The Klaus are... When a person connects himself up to that that is the Netzach Yisrael, so then the whole Mereches of Schmos, the whole Mereches of Schar, the whole Mereches of the quality of the Avodah and the meaningfulness of what a person does takes on a totally different significance. This can only be attained with L'Shem Shemayim, meaning that a person, like the Ma'al explains, recognizes what he's doing. You have to realize that you're dealing in Netzach. When you're dealing with Netzach, the way you move a shovel, the way you move a shtender, the way you speak at a board meeting, whatever it is that a person does, it's different if you're dealing with the here and now, or you're dealing with the others. You're dealing with Mashiach, you're dealing with Klal Yisrael and Netzach. Now explains the Shem Shemayim here is the recognition that Klal Yisrael and Shekhinah go together. That Klal Yisrael is Tzorchei Shemayim. We're not dealing with a Klal and I happen to be a Jew, so my Klal are Jews. Right? We're dealing with that Klal which is that Mokoyim of Yiddish Shekhinah and Yisrael. We're dealing with the Rebbeinu Shalom. This is Tzorchei Shemayim. When we deal with even the Inyanim, most Gashmim Shel Gashmim of Klal Yisrael, we're dealing with Tzorchei Shemayim. When the Soinim, the Soinim us, the Soinim Hashem, the Mechoma is door. Mechoma Hashem, door. What's the Mechoma? They know, either consciously or not consciously, depending on how learned they are. But they're showing know that they're fighting the internal fight. Klal Yisrael in our generation has the responsibility, when we have these type of historical events going on, to raise our awareness from our little cheshbon prati that we're usually involved in, and to raise ourselves, and this is the Ikra Avodah. The Ikra Avodah, the end of Azinu, but we're holding in the Zinu, it says in the version, Gazal, it's the history of all of Klai. So we're holding at the end, only near the end, the last psukim of the Zinu. Ki yod nashem amoy ve'al avod of yisnocham ki yera ki ozlos yod ve'efes atzur ve'azu. That's a beautiful description of our generation. Generation of Gomesh. And efes, ozlos yod. We have nothing. Ephes. The Amar, the Benishim says, Ey Elohimoi, Tzurkos Yogoi, Asher Chelos Vachem Yechela Yishtu Yain Yisifon, Yakumu Veyasko Yerechem Sisu. We were all these things that you believed in so much. We were the things that you felt so secure under their... Let's see what they could do. The Rebbeinu Shlom is giving us an opportunity, a very special opportunity, to be aware of the quality of security that we were offered here in Eretz Yisrael in a good way. He demonstrated a pillar that's also a nice L'chayr that such a demonstration would have required Chas V'Shalom being acted out. And then it would be very painful. How do you give such an opportunity for us to clearly see how helpless, how absolutely besides being Mashiach from the terrible possibilities that were here, he's also doing it in a way that clarifies to us very clearly what was worth that security system. And then we get to the punchline. Ru'u. This is all the punchline. What does the punchline want for us? What does he want from a generation like us? He wants the accomplishments of Torah that there were in the Dor HaMidbar and the Tanoim. He wants the Avodah that there was in the Beis HaMikdash. He wants even chesed, our limitations. Who has enough for themselves? Enuch Hanami Vadai Chai Yisrael does tremendous chesed. But like I said, we're showing that one of the Chorban Reis HaMikdash brought the Chorban of all of the Gemara Amudi. If the first doesn't have enough for himself, he's too busy running after, barely making it through the month. So, as much chesed as still as he's limited. So, Ephes, Ozlos Yad, Ephes, Ozlos Yad. Some of the Rishonim explained the three languages over here on the three. What is it? What's still, what does the Banishim have to ask for us? What's left? The Banishim only wants one thing. That's all he wants. Re'u, Ata, Ki Oni Oni. So that's what the bunch of people. He wants Klai Yisrael to stand up straight and say only the Rebbein Shalom and wear his boots. When a person joins Klai Yisrael in his life, then all of his mitzvot take on a bit of a different flavor. The Moshe, because I'll say that an Aron HaKohen, if he would have known that it's going to be written in the Torah, that he went out to Moshe Rabbeinu, he would have gone out with two people. But what did he do? Some of them. He was Eichel HaKhishman. The same way that the Torah that was given on Matan Torah, the form of Torah that was in Skala, the Shas Matan Torah, was written by that generation. It says, Tayrosoi shall Elamazir Kehevel will almost Tayrosoi shall Mashiach. There'll be a much bigger Gilul in Tayrosoi, same Tayrosoi, new Tayrosoi. There'll be a much different level of Gilul in Tayrosoi when Mashiach comes. And that Tayrosoi, as before Shem Chazal, is being written by the generations. When Oz Nidru, Yer Hashem, when Yer Hashem, when people sit down and learn Mishnayos, and are talking to Nevorim and Nagir Hirshamayim. So there's a Chabur upstairs. Elionovi writes, and she signs it, and the Rosh Hashanah is sealed. What does that mean? It means that these, the Rosh Hashanah, Elionovi and Mashiach, these are the people that are in, that their role in history is to bring out the end game, to bring out the Netzach of Klai Yisrael, to be going from Yemei Yisrael Mazeh to Yemei Yisrael Mashiach. They write it means because these are the people that are writing their story. When we live our little lives as first individual, we're writing that Elio Novi Mashiach's, their book. We write it. What's the main pasuk that we have to write there? The main pasuk is that we lived as it seemed. We lived as, what do we mean? Kiosos, ethics, so as individuals, as are just our own generation with the lowest of all generations. But, as I'll say, nana sakam yanak. If we know to take our heritage, if we know to represent ourselves, to see the pneumias of ourselves, we are little people standing on very, very tall people. Kanas is a midget on top of a knock and on top of a giant. We are not somebody else than the others. We are the others. We are the Klai Yisrael that went through all of the history of us individually and other people. Us as the tzibur of Klai Yisrael, we're very big. You can't be a Balkai. Can't be out of the cupboard if you realize that you're the Nana Sokabeana. Yeah, the little guy. True, you're standing on top and you see far. You can come to very big things. But you're the little guy. A person who's basically Jiva Shalayisham Shemayim means that he's playing the here and now. He's playing the politic game. He wants cover, little cover, and some noise, some shrill power. Yeah. Then he's playing this little here and now game. The only way that a person can raise above the Nisayin, it's a terrible Nisayin. We had in the first paragraph, it's the Nisayin of Rubonis and the Kaveris of the Bible. It's a very dangerous Nisayin. The only way you can succeed here, it's a Tanai, Liyakuvim, has to be the Shem Shemayim. Because when it's the Shem Shemayim, then a person, what does it mean, the Shem Shemayim? He recognizes he's dealing with the Rabbanim Shalom. He's dealing with so. This is Ayavecha Hashem. This is the bunch. These are Sochi. Even if I'm dealing with any how to build the building, how to raise the money, how any seeming distant. I'm not the biggest yeshiva I'm building now. I'm building a place, a park for the kids. But I'm some derechers and things that are not. I'm building a park for the kids. Let's see if we need a park. We need some seesaws. For who am I building a seesaw? If I'm building trees and seesaws, the bunch needs seesaws. Why? Because he has little kids also. So he needs seesaws built. I'm dealing with the bunch and his tzoyin. I'm dealing with ani and yehu. So then whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference what a person is doing. And he's dealing with netzach. He's dealing with schus avosim yishayosam v'tzidkosam. That's the version of tzidkosam. There's like oymedes la'ad. When a person is oisik in this form, so then mala yaleichem schar kibur asisa. Then the person gets schar totally raised out of the ramifications of his normal little personal cheshbon. Those little cheshbons and ethos, so. Where can you come to? Where are you going to come to? How much Torah are you going to do? How much chesed are you going to do? That's in my head from what we're doing. But relative to what exists in the world, the answer is no. But a person who can connect up to Netzach, spadai if it's kipshutai when you're learning the Mishnah, you're dealing with mamish when I see what's offered to you. The rem is, and maybe this is what we're understanding, the connection, the two halves of the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah, the Gemara gave us the Yisraelis of Yoch, the Talmud, the Tavim, the Echatz. Here is a personal cheshbon. At the end of the Mishnah, he told us another secret of how the Echatz, even on a personal level, raises totally above the simplicity of the behavior of the person. Last time, the other Shurim, we dealt with it internally, the idea of the Echatz. Here, the Emes, we're hearing another pan of this idea. Everything that a Yid does, the Torah of Elishayo, but even the Derech Cheretz of a Yid, okay, can be written down in the Sefer Shal Yo Mashiach. When Aaron HaKohen went out to Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know if he already was in Skala to him that Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to Mitzvah Yisrael. Yeah. He got in the Vua, all it says is they was told Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to Gavida. I don't know if he was in this galaxy and some Rashi Pashas and Psukim. The only Moshe Rabbeinu told him afterwards what the Shlichus was all about. He didn't know that now you see some science taking place. He wasn't some of the Levi in the big things that were going on. The some of Levi was a nice prati that he was told that he has to go out and there's a new manik. You've been the manik of the generation? Nice. Now your little brother's taking over. So first we feel kinder. Well, the Samach believed it. Why? Hashem Shemayim. Because he was Isaac in the Tzibor. My Shor? Me? There's no me. There was Tzibor. The Benjamin wants my little brother to take over. Samach believed it, Hashem, that my little brother was given such guidance. Samach believed it. But the mice itself was a mice that could be called the effects. It wasn't being Isaac in there, but it was written in the Sefer Torah. It was written in this form that Lulei Uvayayayda, he would go out with the Muslims. Because every Maisa that a Yid does can connect up to Netzach. It says, another example, and this will end. It says, but Avraham Avinu had some visitors one day, 3 hours. And he's very descriptive over there that he ran out and got water and this. Shechted the sheep. Sometimes he did with the shliach, sometimes he did it with himself. And that was his not at all. It wasn't the first time it was Machmas Oif. He did thousands of times. But here, in this particular action, he did not any difference than this time, any other times necessarily. But it says that in every Maisa was Mikra Lidoyos, Maisa Osim Bonim, and what that he did personally, so the Baruch Shem paid back directly the Baruch Shem gave. What he did with the Shliach, the Baruch Shem sent to the Shliach. It was Nikra Lidoyos, it became part of Netzach. Why? So there were different, but simple approach. The Maisa, he didn't know that they were. He thought they were Arabs, just regular classes often went on every day. But it wasn't. He was dealing with Shemayin. He didn't know it. He was dealing with Malachim, that they're the same ones that took care of Klai Yisrael. Just like Malachim are throughout the generations. Klai Yisrael is throughout the generations. When you have classes often to an Arab, any person, the prat that came in, so you're dealing with the prat. When you're dealing with Shemayin, you're dealing with Shemayin. You don't always tell. You don't always tell. Our maisim are very often very possible to be maisim that are kodeya we're not given the opportunity to know exactly which one to do. Now therefore, like a wrong of United, we have to do all of our maisim with that extra know that we're not a simple generation. We're not a simple people. No generation was simple. We're not a simple people. We are Shechina. We're called Shechina. Individually, no, we don't have those. But as a tzibur, as the representation of Klal Yisrael in this generation, we have masses. We have a lot of meaning to our masses. Our maisim are kareh. The Sefer of Eliyahu Mashiach is very close to the Yechonas Sefer. Now they're writing, they have to write the last letters from the minute. And yet the whole Sefer Torah is written in a special, very Sefer. Knows how to write. Very seriously. You can get to the last 24 letters, whatever it is. See, you have people who don't know how to write Sefer Torah. And the Sefer outlines all the lines. Why don't you fill it in? Anybody can do it. And with that, you finish the Sefer Torah. That's a beautiful understanding of our generation. We have to write a Sefer Torah. We don't know how to write Sefer Torah. It's outlined, we know how to write Sefer Torah. Don't worry. It's all outlined. I can just fill it in. Keep it in the line. The version doesn't come with big time signs. But this one thing. He wants recognition. He wants us to know. Let's know. Boy, you know who you are. Another generation, another nation. This is in Tzibur or Kaisa? That's me, boys. That's Ani and you, that's me. You're in Yonah Ramayin. Anything that happened to you is happening in Shemayin. Anything the Mayachas of the Muhammad between the Goy and Kaisa, that's nice. It's Muhammad's Lashem, the dog. When we recognize it, when we're attached to these concepts, so then Elio filling up one of the letters. And we also, even us, we fill it. We fill it. Hanani, just like Aaron McCain, wasn't told, and it was left without any tukum machoilis. He did his maaser. If the Torah didn't tell us that it was Son of the Libra, nobody would know. Nobody would know. How would you know? Nothing happened special. He just went out. He was told to go out. He went out. If he told me to go out, I'd also go out. I told him, imagine not you on the go out. Go out. Who wouldn't do it? Big deal. No, but there's one thing he had. Son of the Libra. From this Mishnah, we have the understanding over there. How is he Son of the Libra? His doula, his shiro was given over to his little brother. It's the same Shabbat. He understood, even not with all of the greatness of what was going on, he did that they weren't God. But he understood that Klai Yisrael, Manik of Klai Yisrael, That's tzibur. That's whatever it is, it's good. It's good. That's the benefit. So it's not a tzibur. There's no illusion. Covered shines. It's so little, you know. Yeah. Person got up in front of 600,000 ants and on the moment clap. Where's your what covered? All of the covered shore, you're talking about the tzibur not as Klai Yisrael, but the tzibur as the individual. Then we're a little in mess, and then and so if everybody claps me, so what? But it's all Ephes. It's all it's so it's gone. You want the generation as it is, then the here and the now. The here and now is worthless. Here and now is meaningless. Elamai Chas V'Shalom, a person falls into that, makes the gods out of that. But a person sees through this veil of history. See, the here and now is gone. There's nothing here. It's worthless. There's no security yet. It's not gone. It's stuck. That's what, you know, the words that said over here, which is the description of the loneliness of the generation. Yes, it's gone. Also, yeah, helpless. Once there's a ru'uk, only ru'uk, that's our pride. We're the one generation that didn't make the mistake anymore. We were gone. We're finished. It's all played out. It's all played, everything's been played out. We've been through it all. We've seen it all go. And now, just like in the here and now, what's going on, even in Shoyim, bigger Shoyim by Klal Yisrael, are being marked. Now, this is in Ace Sports. It wasn't in the plans. This is something, I don't know who planned this, but it wasn't us. So we can go, we should be able to go. The veil now is very shallow. It's easy. To finish that, to come to the point that we see, then in Chanami there'll be the Gibu, the Goli, the Chola Amin, the Shem, the Chol Yemeno. And the Chola Amin will see, not just the Chola Amin will see. Ki oni hu ani rishayin vani acharayin vein.